we are dealing with the spiritual barriers. Remember the topic we've been dealing with? The spiritual barriers. And today, rather tonight, in other countries today, other countries morning, we will be looking at a very important aspect. We are going to number three, which is financial barrier. Say financial barrier. Now, I gave you the genesis, a little bit of what I'll be talking about tonight, because we want to look at this issue very seriously. Remember, in the month of August, we are breaking what? Barriers. Every barrier in your life must be broken. So we are now looking at these barriers. Now we have got the financial barrier. So what do we really mean when we say financial barrier? Because that's where we have to start from. Now, I gave you an example. I said, if I want to go, all right, I want to go to Canada, for instance, I need what? To go there. Can I go without money?
No.
Come on, ask them a question. Can you go there without money?
No.
Now, I want to build a house. Can I build without money?
No.
I can't. I want to do a crusade in Tunisia. Would I speak in tongues and then
no.
They'll give me a stadium for free?
No.
I need what?
Money.
So if the devil wants to stop you, if the devil wants to block you, what will he block?
Finances.
So we have people right this minute, much as they have a calling, much as God wants to use them, much as they have got visions and plans, as long as their finances are blocked, they will never achieve it. Let me tell you something. There are two types of money. There is the money, you know, which is common money that anyone can make it. And then there is covenant money. Now, covenant money is either there is a devil or there is God. That's why there is blood money and then there is God money. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
So we have the normal money, you know, that someone may go to school, become a lawyer, and make money from being a lawyer, the common money. And then there is covenant money. This one, you do not need any qualification. So it's either the devil is behind it or God is behind it. You tell me, Abraham left. God said, leave your father and your mom to a place I'm going to show you. Then we hear eventually he goes to Egypt to beg for food. And he goes there as a beggar. But the Bible says within few months, he left Egypt a multimillionaire. The Bible described him rich in gold, rich in silver. He had servants. He was rich in cattle. How can you explain it? Nobody is able to explain it. Come on, someone say, I hear you, prophet.
I hear you, my prophet.
How can you say it? God had made a covenant. He said, what is covenant? He said, to a place, she said, there, I will bless you. So there was a covenant. The money Abraham had nothing to do with being a lawyer. It is because there was a blessing and a covenant. And because of that, when he came into Egypt, doors in the palace opened for him. He never knew, he never thought he would have a connection with even a small government official. God jumped lawyers, mayors, counselors, ministers. God jumped all those people straight. A door was opened in the palace. I don't know, I'm talking to somebody right here. Just for one man to receive his money. So this is a covenant. God made a covenant. And when he met the king of Edom, in Genesis 14, the king of Edom said, I want to give you money. He said, I will not receive your money. Because if you give me this money, people or you will think I got rich because of a normal way, or you made me rich. Rather, I want people to know that my riches come from the Lord. So the riches of Abraham were not acquired by a normal way. There was a covenant behind it. Am I talking to somebody here? Can you explain about Joseph? You tell me he was a prisoner. He slept in prison at night. In the morning, he slept in the palace as a prime minister. He didn't hear me. And the Bible says everybody, the whole country said, we cannot die while Joseph is alive. The man became a multimillionaire because there was a covenant of God over his life. So when you hear people mixing things like, oh, you don't need God to be rich, they're talking about the normal money of Bill Gates. And then they'll compare Bill Gates with the church. You can't compare these two. This normal way, where others are becoming rich with, you have tried them and you have failed. The only thing now you are trying to use now is the covenant. No, I'm talking to somebody right here. Abraham tried it the normal way. It never worked. It never worked until he began to depend on the covenant. When he began, when we are saying we are depending on the covenant, it doesn't mean that we will stop now doing business. No. The fact that Abraham was depending on the covenant does not mean he wasn't into business. The Bible says he became a God dealer. And the Bible says he became a farmer. The Bible says he had people who were silversmith. He was producing silver. He yet had a covenant backing him up over his business and endeavors. So no matter how, if we have a covenant with God, it does not mean we'll just be in our houses and say, I've got a covenant. No! When we begin to do business now, God backs it up. Channels begin to open. We tried before, it never worked. It might work for other people, but we operate from different set of rules. So you might have tried something and it never worked. The same project, it never worked. We have people who are still waiting until today. I'm waiting for some money. I'm waiting for this project. I'm trying to do this. I have tried this and I stopped. It never worked. I'm trying this one. It's not working. Maybe let me try this other one. It's actually also not working. But I have good news for you. Tonight we are going to break the barrier the enemy is trying to use, because the devil understands who you are and he knows that money is in the covenant, and he now made a covenant with your family that nobody in your family must be rich. There's a demonic covenant and it will be broken. So now, money being a covenant, as I said, money can be acquired in a normal way. Am I talking to you? So there is a normal way. If you're working and you're getting salary, that's a normal way. But I'm telling you, there are people right now who are also working, but it's not in a normal way. How they got that job, it was a miracle. No, I'm talking to somebody right here. So you can be employed in a normal way, but you can be employed in a miracle way. Not in a normal process. You can be shocked. You can get an email you never even applied. Even where there's a tough competition, you can be taken and selected because of the selection process. Am I talking to somebody here? You can be shocked that you can actually be promoted, only you. So people do not understand the mysteries of money. That's why people confuse the normal money and they even believe God in a normal way. Like, Father, Lord, I also pray. You cannot ask for something that is in a covenant. Because wherever we see in the Bible, people becoming rich because of God, there was a covenant attached. With Abraham, God made a covenant. With Solomon, God made a covenant. There was the word of God backing his riches. With Joseph, there was a covenant. So if you stand there and you begin to say, I want God to open my life. And then the devil understands that money is a covenant. So what the devil does, he comes into your family. And some of you, even before you were born, there was a covenant. The devil issued a covenant to say, by this covenant, nobody in the family must be rich. So now you are born again. Listen to me. You are being born again has nothing to do with your family or nothing or any evil thing that is in your family. But it gives you a platform to break in the name of Jesus Christ what is in your family. The scriptures say, in my name you shall cast out evils. So you have now a platform. Oh my God. You have now a platform. So people don't understand this. So when you see people praying for money and the money is not coming, it is because they think money can just, you can just pray it and say, Father Lord, I pray for money to come. And then money will fly. Like, where are you going? Now I'm going to his house. Money is flying. It doesn't work. This is why people get frustrated and they stop praying, because they prayed for money and the money never appeared. Money is in a covenant. God makes covenants. Not with everybody. That's when the Bible is not everyone that God made a covenant of money with. There are people who believed God and God made covenants with them that they will prosper. God made a covenant with Israel. Only one nation in the whole world that God made a covenant of money with, Israel. He said, God said, as long as I live, I will, even in the desert, I will turn them into farms. I'll put water. Can you imagine that? What's happening in Israel now? Go to Israel. In all the desert, there are farms now. The oranges. God said, I shall put springs of water in the deserts. You go there now. Irrigation. The whole deserts. All the deserts. It was a covenant. People admire Israel. Countries are admiring Israel on agriculture. How can we do it? It is a covenant. I'm talking to somebody right here. God said, I will do this for Israel. And is it there? You go to Israel now. Can you imagine? It's a desert without soil. The soil which they have is sand. Can you believe it? That they were in Malawi here. They came to Malawi here with a big plane to carry our own soil, which we are failing to farm on it. They were carrying soil, taking it to Israel. Money. And God said, I will do it. God said, I will do it. And how is it happening? It's happening through money. God said, I will make Abraham great. How did Abraham become great? Through money. God gave him money. So you must understand, if the devil wants to, the opposite of great is what? Is it feeble? Weak. If God wants to make you great, the devil wants to make you weak. Useless. So how will the devil make you useless? He will remove money. How will God make you great? He will give you resources. So when we are breaking barriers, financial barriers, we look at evil covenants which the enemy may set against you. As long as this family lives, no one will be rich. Listen, this has nothing to do with your salvation. Your salvation, you are free. The day you received Jesus Christ, Jesus broke every covenant on the cross. You are already free. Trust you me, you go to heaven. There is nothing in you to block you. You are delivered on the cross, but your money is not delivered. Your bank account is not delivered. That's why with your tongues, you have got a broke account. So if somebody lies to you, say, no, you don't need deliverance. Tell him, it's okay, then put the money in my account. Then put the money in my account. No. You don't need prayer for money, because money can just, you have to work hard, because tell them that I've been working hard since I was born. That's right. Listen to me. I'm not talking to somebody here. Oh, yes. Last time I read in my Bible, Abraham, for him, come on, he was actually working extremely hard, and he never became rich until God invoked a covenant. He said, you, in blessing, I shall bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. God made a covenant. And then the Bible says that Abraham was rich in silver, in gold, in livestock. Joseph, God made a covenant. Solomon, God made a covenant. Am I talking to you? Job, God made a covenant. And the devil acknowledged that covenant. The devil went to God and said, I'm failing to touch him. Because you, God, you have blessed the works of his hands. And you have put a hedge of protection all around him. That I'm failing to touch him. Please, can you remove that protection from his money? God said, okay, go ahead. So you must understand this, that people just say, I'm believing God, I'm praying for money, and they don't see it. They wonder, why? Because money is a covenant. So when we are praying to say we are breaking barriers, financial barriers, we look at that. Maybe let me show you something further. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Matthew 6:24.
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other.
Now, see the scripture?
You cannot serve God and mammon.
You cannot serve God and mammon. My media team, I want you to Google on the internet, just Google mammon image. I want you to see how a mammon looks like. Because people do not understand. A mammon, now in NIV it says you cannot serve God and the money. So money that is being mentioned there is a spirit. That's how money looks like. That's a mammon. If you Google it on the internet, and that's what Jesus said. And let me tell you something. Now imagine you are actually working hard to get that thing. It will never come. So what is a mammon? Mammon is actually a spirit, a demonic entity and prosperity that has captured the money and controls it. And it promises what God promises. God promises security. Money promises security. God promises independence. Money promises independence. God promises healing. Money promises healing. That if you have money, you can go to any best hospital in the world. That's why if you have money, you must be very careful, because mammon spirit can take over you. You can actually remove all your faith from the Lord and begin to put your faith on the money. So it is the spirit behind the money called the mammon. I want you to be very careful. You should sit again on the screen. That's a mammon. You can actually Google it on the internet. That's a mammon. You can Google it. So the scripture says that you cannot have two masters. You can't have two masters. You can't have that as your master and have God as your master. When the scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil, it is the love of a mammon. Because mammon, it is not the paper. It is what it promises you. And no wonder God will not even give it to you, because what you are thinking, why you're looking for money, what you are thinking is actually what God can do. That's why I keep on telling you that if you want to break financial barrier, you must know the covenant. Why did God make a covenant with Abraham for money? It was not for Abraham to have his problems sorted. The Bible says, I will bless you so you can become a blessing. What did God make Joseph what he was? What did Joseph say? He said, God did this for the sake of you, for the sake of Israel. So you must understand, why would God bless you? Why would God do it? Why would he release money to you? There must be a why. So the enemy, if you do not understand this, the enemy will actually block you. And I have a problem with this. Most people are actually victims of a mammon, because mammon will begin to tell you, you don't need God, you need money. And there are people right now who are in church looking for money, not for God. And they are in church, all they are waiting for is for a breakthrough. When we are praying, they are praying not for God, they are praying for money. And you must be very careful because it can take you away from the whole reason why you pray. Money can make you begin to pray for money. I'm talking to somebody here. So be careful, because that act is now what is known as a mammon spirit, where it takes the worship of God, it puts in the worship of money. You begin to think, if I have got money, all my problems are solved. So what the spirit does, it now takes the money away from you, so that you should become a slave to keep on looking for it and to be looking at money as a solution and as your savior. Do you know who you are? Money is coming. And this time around, listen to me. It's not coming because you want it, because you want to worship it. But it's coming because it is your worth. On the same scripture, in verse 24, it says what? It says, no one can save. No one. In verse 25, it continues by saying,
therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, or reap, or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
Okay, I have a very big problem here. To anyone else who know money or who studied economy, you don't play around with the word value. Now, Jesus here is saying a very serious economic statement. He says, the birds of the air, they eat, they drink. Are you not more valuable? In the King James Version, it must say worth. Are you not worth? What is your value? Now, the moment you give in to the spirit of mammon, you remove your value and you put in the value of money. Jesus is saying you have more value than money. You have more value than clothes. So if you worry on a thing that you have got value over, it will have value over you and to control you. So mammon can only control you if you value life. Because money must be under your control. I'm talking to someone, right?
Yes.
You invite it now. Say, come.
Come.
Say, money, come.
Money.
You see, so money is supposed to be under your control. You must command it. You must speak to it. But it knows you are actually a slave of it. You are a slave for it. So when you are in your house, if money, if you begin to save it, if you become a slave of it, you are now having a mammon. And that's the demon spirit I showed you on the TV of mammon. It is what is happening now. So it will put you in debts. It will put you in financial problems. You have nothing because it wants you to look at it as more valuable than God. So Jesus made a whole teaching about it. He said, stop looking at things you have as more valuable. He said, you have more value. Am I talking to somebody right here? Say, I'm more valuable. What the enemy, what the devil does, he understands very well. He actually knows very well. He actually knows that you cannot have money just like that. Because money is spiritual. There is a spirit of a mammon behind it. It's either you're worshipping the money without knowing, or you're worshipping God behind it. So money has got a mammon or a spirit of or a demonic entity behind it, or there is God behind it. So whosoever has got money, it's either there is something they're worshipping behind it. So money is spiritual. Am I talking to you? Okay, if you go to any bank, most banks, they are documents known as covenants. in the bank. And if you are trying to go and get money, you have to sign. What makes believers have money? It is the covenant God makes with them. Period. It is not the prayer they pray for money. It is the covenant they make with God over it. As surely as I live, the Lord says so. In blessing, I'll bless you. In multiplying. So the devil knows, if I have to finish this woman, I'll close all doors of money. If I have to finish this man, I'll close all doors of money. So that the man must begin to look at me as a solution. Now, imagine that Job, the devil said to God, he said, if I go to remove his things, he will stop worshiping you. Because Job understood that there must be something, if you have money, that you must worship God for. It's either behind that money you are seeing God or a mammon. So the devil says, I will remove money from Job. When the devil removed money from Job, you know what the scriptures say? The scriptures say, Job, he said, God took, God gave, and God has taken. He was still seeing God, even when the money left. And God had no choice but to restore him. Because the devil thought he will not see God. So we have people who they don't see God when things are not moving well. When things are moving, like, oh, God of major one. You must see God. You are more valuable than the money. And the devil is closing your doors everywhere. You try, this opportunity is closed. This door is closed. This thing is closed. That one is closed. This one is closed. Because the devil understands that if they are open, then you achieve your dreams. So he closes them. So we have people right this minute who want to achieve certain things, but the barrier is money. And the reason why they put that barrier, it is because the devil wants you to put your faith and trust in the money. And knowingly worshiping a mammon. And Jesus said that will never happen. He said it's either one is superior than the other. So from today, begin to see that you're more valuable than the money. And every barrier he's putting, kick it out. Because he's putting that to manipulate you. To start thinking, I have no money. I think if I can have money, this can happen. Oh, he did that to Job. He removed money and he closed all opportunities. He put up a financial barrier in the life of Job. There was no money coming. There was a barrier. And this barrier, Job was not even there when the devil was doing it. When the devil was talking to God, he wasn't even there. And the Job, all he was seeing, there was no money anymore. But spiritually, there was a barrier. There was a demonic entity and prosperity and a spirit. So you may be thinking everything is okay. You may be sitting in your house right now, wondering why things are not moving, why opportunities are closed. There could be a spirit blocking and raising up barriers in the realms of the spirit so that you do not have finances. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we stand on God's covenant. We command every barrier to be broken in the name of Jesus. Every financial barrier, be broken now. I say every financial barrier, every financial barrier, every mammon spirit, be broken now.